Dear parents and carers, welcome to our newsletter for the 15th of May 2026. Wow, what a week. Well done to all of our Year 6 pupils for the maturity, perseverance and resilience you have shown throughout this week's Key Stage 2 SATS assessments. We are incredibly proud of each and every one of you for your determination, confidence and positive attitude you demonstrated every day this week. You've all worked so hard and should feel extremely proud of yourselves. Well done. We're doing incredibly well with our mini marathon so far, with the children showing great determination and enthusiasm. As this is a long distance challenge, we will now be extending it into the first week of term 6 to give everyone the opportunity to reach the total distance. Please ensure all sponsorship forms are returned to school by Friday the 5th of June. If you would like to sponsor online, please follow the link in our electronic newsletter. Mrs. Cole. At the end of term 5, we will sadly be saying goodbye to Mrs. Cole as she begins her retirement. Mrs. Cole has been a valued member of the Rosherville team for the past 4 years, and we're incredibly grateful for the care, commitment and support she's shown to our children, families and staff during her time with us. We'd like to thank her for all she has contributed to the school community and wish her a long, happy and well-deserved retirement filled with health, happiness and many new adventures. Trust Charity Day. As you may be aware already, our Aletheia Academy Trust charity is Cancer Research UK. The Trust Charity Day this year is Friday the 22nd of May. That's the last day of this term. This year, we once again invite all children to make a donation, for example, £1, in exchange for a non-uniform day. Children are asked to come to school wearing clothes in the Cancer Research colours, which are pink, purple or blue. There will be a collection bucket at the school gate at drop-off in which to donate. New site. Following on from my letter in February, we're quickly approaching our move date. A reminder that we'll be moving into our new site from next academic year, and the first day for children is the 7th of September. I'll be writing to you shortly to share the key dates for this, along with our planned coffee mornings and afternoons for current parents and carers in Term 6. These sessions, held at our current site, will be an opportunity to come and meet the transition team, find out more about the new site, including photographs and footage, and get an understanding of where the pupils need to go on the first day in September, and also to ask any questions that you may have. Reminders from previous newsletters. Kent Test 11 Plus Parent Meeting for Year 5 is being held on Tuesday the 19th of May, that's next Tuesday, at 3:15 p.m. And unfortunately, we've had to cancel our planned Year 5 trip to the mosque as they can't accommodate us on this date. We will look to reschedule this trip once we've received suitable dates from the mosque. Attendance matters. This week's attendance has been really good, with Thursday's whole school attendance reaching 98.7%, which is fantastic. Let's try and keep this going throughout Term 6. Congratulations to Morpurgo class for having 100% attendance and 100% punctuality from Monday to Thursday this week. Term 5 activities. PE days remain the same for the Term 5, which is Mondays and Thursdays, with Year 3 and 4 going swimming on a Thursday. And some dates for your diary. As mentioned, Tuesday the 19th of May is the 11 plus meeting for Year 5 parents at 3:15 p.m. Thursday the 21st of May is our Year 3 and 4 Trust football tournament. The children will be going swimming and then going straight from there to St George's for the tournament. Friday the 22nd of May is a busy day. It's our last day of Term 5, where we finish at 3:15 p.m. It's the Trust Charity Day, non-uniform day that I mentioned earlier. And also our Ralph Orange raffle will be drawn on that day too, which tickets are being sold after school for 50 pence a ticket if you wish to join in. Have a fantastic weekend. Best wishes, Mrs. Martin.